2.0.
Hey everyone, we're about to hit a really big milestone for our podcast. We've been doing this thing for, I don't know how many years, 5 years?
5 years now.
And we're about ready to hit our 100th episode.
Yeah.
And we want to do something special for this episode. We've really gathered a great community lately. We've got fans coming in, busting up our podcast right now.
Screaming and
asking for autographs.
I'm so sad.
Yeah, but honestly, we've got quite a community that we built recently in the last year or two. We're going strong. And we want to kind of include you guys in this 100th episode. What do we want to do, Matt?
What we want you to do is we want you to send your favorite stories about Japan or Japanese culture or Japanese subculture. And give them to us. And what we're going to do is we're going to read them on the 100th episode. And we're also going to play some of your responses. So
maybe you took a trip out here and just had a really good story or met someone or had something cool happen. Maybe you live here and you just want to talk about your favorite areas, your favorite food.
Yeah, your favorite neighborhood.
Why you love Japan so much.
Yeah, your favorite Japanese movie. Anything that, you know, has to do with the type of stuff that, you know, Japan 2.0 listeners are known for, you know, cool Japanese
maybe
stuff.
Your favorite episode you could talk about, or anything really related to Japan and kind of subculture.
And what will they get, David?
You're gonna get bag of shame. Not everyone though. We will, depending on how many people we get, but we'll probably just draw one, like a random drawing. Maybe we'll do it on air or something. And yeah, we'll send one person a bag of shame. Go and listen to our bag of shame episode, but it won't really be bag of shame, really. We just like that name. I'll send you some goodies.
We'll send you some of our favorite treats and some of our favorite knickknacks. We'll put together a cool care package under the title Bag of Shame.
That's right.
And yeah, we'll draw a name from a hat, and that'll determine our winner. So you were looking forward to hearing from all your correspondents, you know, all your...
Oh, yes. You got to get creative. There's two ways. Yes. I think the way we would really love it if you did it would be sending in an audio recording. Pretty much all smartphones these days have a voice memo feature. It's actually how we record the podcast, nothing that high tech. So if you could just like record it on that and send it to our emails, probably the easiest place. Maybe even on Facebook Messenger, they might have a way to receive files, but I think other social media is not really good at receiving audio files. So
yeah, we'll definitely be checking our email. So email us at Japan2.0. It's Japan 2. Spelled out and 0.
That's
and
right.
And that no spaces at gmail.com.
So you could write us and we could read it on air if you're a little shy to record your voice, but. So we'll be doing some of those, and then we'll just play like clips if you send an audio, which should be awesome.
Yeah, and we'll announce the winner at the end of our 100th episode.
That's so, right.
Please send us all your ideas and anything you'd like to share. We'd love to hear from you.
Yep. Look forward to it. Every moment, everything you see, when I jump all on it, damn. Walking through these halls, my childhood is written on these walls. I breathe the air deep down, I know this place is where I belong. My destiny, my wildest dream, my fantasy, my inspiration and my energy. Everything up to this point, this place has led me, yeah. There's no place that's better, my fascination can't go on forever. So real, like a faded meeting with a friend who knew straight from beginning. Hello and welcome to Japan 2.0, your favorite podcast about Japan, Japan travel, Japan subculture, and Japanese pizza.
Yeah, today we're talking about another food that we love. It's close to our hearts.
Everyone loves food, so we talk about food. It's one of our more common topics.
My cholesterol is a little high, so it's very close to my heart right now. Yeah. We call this
Japanese pizza, of course.
And we're talking about the Japanese pizza joints that you find out here in Japan, and how they're different from those that, from our native country, the United States. That's I'm Matt.
This is David.
And
ate some pizza.
We did, yeah.
So we got to keep it, you know, real. When we do these episodes, we try to put ourselves in the environment, so it's kind of fresh on the mind. So we're getting pizza today, we're recording a podcast today. So why not talk about Japanese pizza? We just did burgers, Japanese burgers. Yeah.
I find that when people talk about Japan and Japanese food, you know, they, and we've mentioned this before, they tend to go to the sushi or ramen, you know, and I don't think we've done either a sushi or ramen podcast, actually.
I think when we started the podcast, I was really against, I think the two things I said is like an example of what, just when we were early thinking about the show,
yeah, let's just do a podcast that never touches things like robots and sushi and anime, you know? But I'm not fully, I think we've established what we're doing here, that I wouldn't be afraid to get to Japan when I take down sushi, but I just think that's like a whole deep world that we don't know that much about. We know way more about ramen.
I would say so.
Yeah.
And I think
that's
that,
more our level.
Yeah, I think there's a level of entry that's a little difficult to,
if you don't speak Japanese, if you can't name all the different types of fish, you know, and the Japanese names of all the different cuts and slices, it makes it a little more difficult to talk about.
Yeah. Whereas only certain people can afford some of the better stuff too. I feel like other foods that we talk about, you know, it's like anyone, it's for the normal people out there.
And when we're talking about hamburgers and pizza, you know, you got to realize hamburgers and pizza are a big part of Japanese life, right?
Yeah, I think it could be seen as like, two foreigners in Japan eating pizza and hamburgers still, you know, like there's definitely a slight guilt, I think, there. But Japan has their own unique take for sure. I'll kind of just get the ball rolling here. I actually think in general, hamburgers, which we did before, are better here. Or pizza is definitely worse in Japan than it is in Western countries.
Yeah, it's a little bit unfortunate, but I believe that's true too. However, I think that depending on where you're from, here comes the mobile.
Mobile's right now. Recording an apartment with many children on a nice fall day,
and that's the loudest stroller I've ever heard. But I think
unfortunate.
It depends
times.
On what kind of pizza you're looking for, right? So, Japan is known for doing Italian pizza very well.
Yeah.
You know, like oven baked.
Wood fired oven. That's, if you're gonna count like fast food pizza, like Domino's and stuff, 95% of the pizza you're gonna get here is Italian wood fired pizza. So if that's not your thing, you're gonna struggle.
Yeah, and I know that Japan is kind of famous for having like some of the top Italian style pizzas, right? In Tokyo, there's a famous place. What's his name? Jeff Chang?
David Chang.
Yeah. David Chang, the guy that does
Ugly Delicious is a good show.
Yeah.
And he has a couple episodes really focusing on Japan. If you're interested in food in Japan and you don't know David Chang, ironically, he's not Japanese, but he's kind of this guru on Japanese subculture food. Definitely check him out. The pizza place is in a neighborhood called Nakameguro. And I've never been myself, so we don't really talk about it much. But a lot of people like it, so if you want a real, true Japanese take on pizza, you're going to Tokyo, check out Ugly Delicious.
But you can find other types of pizza here in Japan.
Sure. So what did you know about pizza before coming here? Because I definitely had, like, this image of what Japanese pizza was when coming here. Did you?
You know, I didn't really have a particular thought about it. You know, like, I mean, I wouldn't say that I became, like, a foodie until I started living abroad, and then I really like appreciated like the foods that I miss back home and things like that, right? So my tastes have grown
since I've lived abroad. And I've never had Chicago pizza in Chicago, right? So like if you know, I can't really speak to like exactly what how it compares, but I've had Chicago pizza in Japan.
That's interesting. Yeah. For me, I knew mayonnaise, man. Like, mayonnaise was the famous thing.
Oh, on pizza, yeah.
Like, $35, $40 pizza with mayonnaise. That's what I knew. And it's not, that price is kind of crazy. Maybe it's actually, in reality, like, $25 or $30. But yeah, mayonnaise is definitely a thing. Weird toppings you wouldn't normally
shrimp,
expect.
Shrimp, you know, is common.
Corn.
Yeah. If you're going to, like, Pizza Hut or Domino's, they're famous for having, like, pizzas that you would never see anywhere else.
Yeah,
you know?
You think, oh, it's Domino's or Pizza Hut, I'm safe.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you might get one pepperoni. You might get a couple normal ones on there. But then, yeah, they're going to have lots of, like, sausages. Not, like hot dogs, you know. Hot dogs and corn. Corn sauce.
Corn is popular, yeah.
Corn sauce. Like, it looks like, oh, is that butter or, like, a certain kind of cheese? No, there's no cheese in that pizza. It's just corn sauce, like... Even the place we just went, which is like a nicer place, had a corn sauce pizza.
I mean, my first experience with that was in Korea.
Yeah.
And in Korea, I would get like Domino's pizzas, and you get them ordered, and you try your best to order like what you want. But sometimes you get a pizza with like maraschino cherries sliced on it. You know, like, I mean, we had some weird ones with sauces and, you know, really unique pizzas. Bulgogi pizza is a famous one.
Sometimes the thing feels like they're just trying to imitate the way a pizza is supposed to look. stuff. Like, it's supposed to have some red circle things on it. It's like, yeah, we'll put a cherry on there, or like cherry tomatoes, or just so they get the picture right, almost. It's kind of what it feels like. No, if you go to better places, obviously, they'll make use of like local items and make it their own, right? And that's kind of the place we were just at. Anchovies are really big on pizza here. Yeah. Again, you have that in Western culture. And I think Matt hit on a certain thing. I feel a little bit credible to talk about pizza. I've been to all the major. I've had Chicago pizza in Chicago. I've had New York pizza in New York. I've been to Italy. Had pizza there. Been to California. Had, you know, avocado pizzas, all that. So I do think the Italian pizza here is on par with, like, good Italian pizza you get in Italy. Sadly, for me, that's, like, my least favorite kind of pizza, you know?
The original.
Yeah, and I know I'm being an American here, but I definitely will take a nice, like, New York big slice or Chicago, you know?
Well, you're not going to get a lot of argument from me because I feel the same way. You know, I still prefer, like, American-style pizzas.
Yeah.
I don't know if I necessarily agree with you, though, that they want the look of an American pizza. I do think if you go to places like, especially the chains, they have some weird looking pizzas. I think it's just they try to experiment to get people's attention, and you'll see strange pizzas with certain types of meats or certain types of vegetables, you know, broccoli and things like that on the pizza. Stuff you don't typically see.
I love broccoli on pizza, though.
You do.
Yeah, I love chicken.
This place had broccoli on pizza, even the place we just came from.
Back home. So, like, in the States, I mean, if you've never been to the U.S., there's this new kind of pizza, I think, that's been forming in, like, the last 15 years?
Yeah, I mean, it's been 10 years since I lived
in the life of pizza, so. That's new. And if you go, like, college towns, like, you find these places a lot where they have, like, a lot of unconventional toppings, like potatoes, like fries, they have like stoner pizzas and stuff. You ever see these? There's like tons of greasy stuff.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
And yeah, Japan pizzas are actually kind of closer to that style. Now, those college kind of pizzas I'm talking about, they do hold a special place in my heart. But,
thank you.
Yes. I like those ones, but I do not like the Japanese equivalent of it. Again, the place we just went to is called That's Pizza. It's like a local Osaka chain. There's two of them. It's a really cool vibe. And that's the thing, like, we hit on at the hamburger episode, too. Like, the pizza places here are, like, they're kind of, like, skatery kind of places, you know, urban. They get up.
They look like a hip-hop or a skate shop or something, yeah.
So it's, like, a cool kind of trendy thing.
Like a record shop or a skate shop, yeah.
That's right. But, yeah, so they had French fry. They had a French fry and, like, hot dog pizza here. But I don't know. I just have a feeling from past experience that it wouldn't be as good as those kind of stoner pizzas in the States.
Yeah.
Why? I guess we should articulate why. For me, there's one unique thing about Japanese pizza. And again, when we're talking about Japanese pizza, usually we're talking about kind of Italian wood-fired style. It's kind of just had. The dough might have mochi in it. If it doesn't have mochi in it, it's like a little bit undercooked or something. It's definitely way more chewy than a pizza back home.
So I've experimented with mochi dough. So it's considered it's like rice paste dough is basically what it is. And that's what they make mochi, which is rice cakes, like the chewy rice cakes. You might see it in an Asian supermarket. I'm a fan of mochi dough donuts. And those are common at Mr. Donut. You can get those very easily. And I've cooked with some of that, and it can be very chewy. And I do think you're right. I think they use like either a rice dough, like a partially rice dough or something in the yeast or something that just,
like,
yeah.
9 out of 10 Japanese pizzas, chewy. And I actually like that. That's one of the biggest differences. While overall, I don't like Japanese pizza, I think I would take that as like an option back home. I don't know if I want it as a standard, just a traditionalist, but like, yeah, if it was an option, you got your cheese crust, you got your regular crust, and you got a mochi crust. I would sometimes get the mochi crust.
I would say that would be probably pretty good if they went like all in, right?
It'd be popular, I think.
You're more likely to get thin crust pizza here in Japan. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's very rare to get anything. Even if you get, like, New York style or California style, it's still very much a thin crust. They don't tend to do, like, the deep dish.
So rare.
It's very rare. I think the only places you get deep dish are the chains where Pizza Hut and Domino's have.
Do they have deep dish?
Yeah, it's called pan pizza.
Oh, okay.
And so if you order pan pizza, it's a little more close to, like, the deep dish we have back home. But even then, it's still not. It's not a full deep dish, you know?
Mm.
たいとか何がでかいとか全然興味ないよ仕事も今日でファイヤー上の空ザピンク合わせるチャンネルジャイアントピーチ
In Tokyo
Yeah.
They have a little more...
You want to rattle off some of our favorite places?
Yeah, I think we got to go into Tokyo pizzas yeah. because in Tokyo they have a little more variety and they have some stuff that is a little closer to home. There's, is it Devil's?
Devil Craft.
Devil Craft yep. Pizza, and that's in...
There's a lot of locations.
It's way there's, out there. Yeah. Way out the one
Konda's
that we went to.
The one that I usually go to.
Yeah.
Konda. I think there's two other locations as well. They're all pretty equal. Kind of has like a, it's a craft beer bar with mm-hmm. pizza, but it's pretty. Cool. To be honest, if it was in Chicago, it would it close down like a year or two. Like, but it's it nails
a glowing review.
It nails. I like it though, but it all right. If it was in like Michigan where I'm from, it would be open still.
Yeah,
and we're only like 4 hours from Chicago.
Yeah.
So like yeah, normal place is not Chicago, and it's pretty good. But yeah, if you're actually in Chicago, it's all right. Devil Craft is good. If you like craft beer, definitely go there. It's kind of a foreigner hangout, foreigner favorite. The number one pizza in all of Japan, I think, for most people who've had it, is Pizza Slice.
Oh, yeah, hands down. Like, I mean, just before we go into Pizza Slice, I want to talk about how Devil Craft is known for their deep dish. You could actually get, yeah, Chicago. Like, Chicago-style pizza.
Yep. Sauce on top, cheese on bottom. It's proper.
But I just want to say, like, I've had it, and I wasn't that into it. I didn't think it was that great.
Mm. Is that your first Chicago pizza?
First Chicago pizza. I don't know if all Chicago pizzas, and I kind of wanted to pick your brain on that. Mm. I don't know if all Chicago pizzas are similar, where it's just, like, a thick... It's almost like bread with, like, the
That's where the term pizza pie comes from. Is that style of pizza? Because it's legitimately a pie. Like, it's as deep and thick as a pie, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's
how do you feel it compares, though, to, like, Chicago-style pizza?
I mean, it's exactly 100% accurate with Chicago-style pizza. The issues I have with it are more just some of the ingredients. So they use all the right ingredients, but the tomato sauce, to me, is a little, like, watery and tastes like it's from a can a bit. They use, like, a pepper in theirs, and it has a weird kind of, like, bite to it. Like a weird black pepper or, like, herb. I can't quite place what it is. That's a little bit off for me.
It's got a bitterness to its flavor. Yeah, the sauce. Yep.
So they've nailed the crust. The crust is really flaky and like an actual pie. And yeah, all the ratios and stuff are good. So it's good. It's like a, you know, if you're in the States.
It's got a great craft beer selection.
Yeah. I think the pizza's good.
I enjoyed it.
Chicago pizza is my favorite style of pizza. So for me, I really like that place. But,
I enjoyed it, but yeah, for me, that's not my favorite style.
You ever had Uno's? Chicago Uno's? That's like the big chain you can get it. No,
right. I don't know. I don't know if California has that yet.
I'm sure you guys do. All right, so ready to go slices. Everyone's favorite.
Yeah, slices, I mean, is a classic, right?
So yeah, I would say even, you know, if you're in Japan for a week, don't go to slices, all right? If you're traveling out here, you live here, you gotta go. You're gonna be here for a long time or multiple times. I think the reason to go to slices, again, you live in New York or LA or something, maybe you don't need to go there. But yeah. For me, like, just even growing up where I grew up in this Michigan, like, Slices is such a cool, like, urban hangout. It's such a cool space. And they have lots of, like, Ninja Turtle motifs, which, you know, for my generation, when we think of pizza, you have to think of Ninja Turtles.
Was that one of the places that was selling the Ninja Turtle cards?
Yeah, and I think I bought them.
Yeah, with the bubble gum in it.
They sell old school, like, candy, like, you've not seen in a while. Very American, I think
Americana, like
Sour Patch Kids and stuff, which you can't really find out here, you know.
Yeah,
it definitely speaks to our generation.
Well, the vibe in there is cool too. It's like a diner cool. with like the checkered tiles.
It's kind of upscale. It's like upscale, but not, I don't know, but also cheap feeling. It's hard to explain. But there's two locations. There's one in Shibuya Daikinyama area, and then there's Pizza Slice 2, which is like a really high end. It almost feels like you're in a club, like pizza club. That's how I describe it. Best kind of club, right?
I didn't know they had two locations.
You've never been to the second one?
No, I haven't. I've only been to one location. And that location was featured in a music video by Chelmico. I think it's
somewhere in between the two.
Yeah, yeah.
But
awesome music video.
Maybe that's our music of the show.
Yeah, we should do that one.
Yeah. But no, the second one's in Aoyama, which is like the fanciest, richest area of Tokyo. It's in Beauty and Youth United Arrows clothing store. A huge one.
Yeah.
And in the basement of that clothing store, it's huge. It's like three times as big as the other location.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool. I've never been to a place quite like it. Yeah, club. It's like a pizza club.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, that pizza slice, really, really awesome. New York style pizza.
Great, great pizza.
It's good. It's like $3.50 a slice, $4 a slice.
Big slices.
Yeah.
So yeah, one slice is like, you know, it's like a quarter of the pizza. So if you eat one slice, you'll be good.
Yeah, it's totally a pizza by the slice, that place. So like I said, real New York City. If you're in Kansai and you can't get out to Tokyo, we have like our own little version of that. Token.
Yeah.
Token Pizza.
Token Pizza is really good.
That's a really cool space as well. Very urban. Under like the train tracks, you get a train going by. It's got Brooklyn Coffee, which is my favorite cafe. Local cafe.
Yeah, they do party nights, so like Fridays and stuff. It's like a free show. Mm. Usually by the evening, like if you go past like 5 o'clock, they might be out of pizza. They stop making pizza like really early. So
they have some wild. They got like macaroni pizzas there.
Yeah, their macaroni pizza. My two favorites are just the straight pepperoni pizza, the macaroni pizza. The macaroni pizza is a little bit. It needs just like one more bit of flavor, but I add a lot of Tabasco and red pepper and stuff, and then it's good. So it comes with my recommendation.
Matt, Bruce. I want to kind of talk about, I don't have a whole lot more to say, but one of the final things I want to say is like, all right, Western food in general in Japan, besides I think hamburgers, you know, it's not as good. Hamburgers is the only upgrade you're going to get. So I'm talking like Mexican food here, pizza, burgers, right? Something about pizza, like living here long enough, like Chicago Pizza is like the big chain by me. When I came here, it was so horrible and it was so sad. And it's like $25 for a large, which is probably a medium back home. So it's like $25 for a medium. But now, like, sometimes I'm kind of happy to get Chicago Pizza 6 years in.
Yeah.
And you could say that about all Western food, but like, nah, I still am pretty picky about like Mexican food I get. You know, I'm pretty picky about, you know, Italian food I get out here, pasta and stuff. But for some reason, I don't know if it's something unique to pizza, like, there's really no bad pizza, right? All pizza is pretty good because the ingredients are pretty simple, I think. And who doesn't like cheese, tomatoes, and bread? But I don't know. I've become more open or accepting to like bad pizza here. How do you feel about that?
I think that, you know, just in general, like pizza is always going to be good. I think it's like one of those kind of things that, you know, if you're going to have a party or you're going to have people over or whatever, you could always go. You can't go wrong with pizza. And right. In any culture,
even
anywhere
like
in the
Tostino's
world.
Those dollar pizzas back home are pretty all right, right?
If you have vegetarians or vegans, you could always get like a cheese pizza. And I always see somebody sneak a slice, you know? Yeah,
not
because
a vegan,
yeah. Well, I don't know. They might still sneak a slice. Yeah, yeah. A slice, but. But I think it just goes to show that, like, how pizza is such a universal thing. And, you know, like, you can't, like you said, you can't go wrong. And Japan has pretty good quality, you know, like quality cheeses, pretty good marinaras. You know, usually they make a tomato-based marinara that's fresh tomatoes and garlic and basil. Very simple, but very, very tasty. I think their marinara sauce is actually very good.
I do know it's a highlight. I like the mochi bread. I don't know.
Maybe the more you talk about it, the more you like it.
Well,
David.
I'm thinking about Korea now too, and I was in Korea recently, in Hongdae, and they have all these kind of cool New York slice style shops. You know, I thought, since I've been to Korea, it's really changed and really upped its kind of Western game, and then it's become a lot more Western very quickly. I thought for sure, like, oh man, this is gonna be great. I'm in pizza heaven because there's like three shops in a couple blocks.
Had
the right look.
They had the atmosphere.
And yeah, and then this is a rude reminder that in general, for me, Japanese pizza is much better than Korean pizza.
I do want to talk about one last thing before we go on this episode. Domino's pizza is the easiest to order from.
Yeah.
So if you're here and you need some pizza and you want to try a unique pizza, you could get some unique ones from Domino's. But their online presence is really good, and it actually has an English menu.
Yeah.
So you could hit the button and then you would be able to order in English. The hardest part is still putting in your address. So that might be the most difficult thing. But if you're clever and you know Google Maps and you could get it delivered anywhere. They'll deliver to a park.
Yeah, I was gonna say that too. They're pretty innovative with their app. Japanese, you know, companies weren't so fast to adapt to like mobile things, but Domino's was one of the first ones, you know, and they'll deliver anywhere, like Matt said, in a park. And you can watch the person coming
and like they give you a little profile about the delivery person.
Oh, that's
like
my
their favorite
part.
Music and stuff.
Yeah, so
and tell them about your funny thing you did, because it's pretty great.
So Emily, my wife, and I, we saw the guy's music. He posted like his favorite music, his favorite sports team, his, you know, a couple other things, and so we copied and pasted the music into the computer, and it was this weird like anime, like you know, squeaky, like people performing on a stage. And so we were blaring it in the in the other room when he came to the door, and we opened it up, and the guy just was kind of like looking around like
what's going on.
Yeah, but it is really funny when they do put in, because a lot of times they're
blank,
they put leave it blank, like I'm not going to say. But when they do put it in, I'm like, yeah, this delivery guy is really cool. Yeah, yeah, it's my favorite. I do feel bad because a lot of times we'll order pizza on a day where it's kind of cloudy or something. We don't know that it's going to start pouring rain. Mm. And we've had a lot of bad luck where the guy gets to the house and he's like drenched because they ride around on these little scooters. And I always feel super guilty.
I don't know. So I think this is the day people order like
the most pizzas.
Yeah, this is why the delivery exists. It's not for rainy days, you know? I feel a little bit bad, but I don't know. It's part of the job.
That's a hard, you know, it's a hard job, David.
We should speak on this. Here's another tangent, kind of. There's not a lot of delivery food in Japan, and Uber Eats is kind of changing the game here. They used to have their own kind of delivery systems before, but they were never that big. But yeah, Uber Eats has come and kind of exploded, especially in Tokyo, I think. But kind of prior to that, if you wanted delivery food, you're gonna get Indian places, I found, would deliver a little bit, very locally.
Udon,
karage,
McDonald's,
and pizza. So pizza was definitely kind of like seen as like a delivery kind of food, I think.
Yeah.
But again, I think the whole game has changed very quickly.
Yeah, now that you mentioned that, Uber Eats will probably make it a lot easier to order other types of pizza from different places. So yeah, because typically Domino's was the only one with English assistance, but now Uber Eats translates everything. So if you have English set on Uber, then you could order everything and with no trouble. So
have you used it?
I haven't. No, I haven't. Because I got one on my diet right before.
I don't know, after
I got Uber Eats.
Yeah. I don't know what Uber Eats is like back home. We'll probably never talk about it again on here, so we'll just do it now. It's pretty bad in Japan so far. Like, you got like, I've ordered it 10 times. You got about a 70% chance of your food coming, in general, coming. And then coming on time, I'd say 5% chance.
Wow.
It's generally like 20 minutes late.
I'll have to try it here in Osaka.
I think it's where I live. I'm surprised it even exists where I live.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're in a big city, it's going to be faster and better.
Yeah. I will say the options aren't very good. Like, they're not going to the places that I want them to get food from,
yeah.
You know, and maybe it's like, it's just like 20 minutes, like, further that if they delivered from that distance. But a lot of the Uber Eats guys out here ride bikes. They're not on scooters or anything, so they're actually riding bikes.
Yeah.
So I don't think they could go as far as, like, people from back home.
I have a feeling it pays. In Japan, minimum wage is really low sometimes. I have a feeling it probably pays really horribly. So
I've seen a lot of foreigners, riding around, especially here in Osaka.
There you go. You want to come to Japan? Do you want to be an English teacher?
Get a job?
Be an Uber Eats driver.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
No, I think that's about does it for this episode. You know, if you have any questions about pizza or anything else, you can find us all over the internet at Japan 2.0, spell out point. We're on Instagram. That's probably where we do the most, although we've been a little lax on that recently. I've been trying to
do some stories. I like the Instagram stories. Check those out.
Yeah. We'll probably take a few pictures on this trip, so, you know, look forward to those. Yeah, thanks for everybody that's been contacting us. We've been getting a lot of people contacting us. Keep that up. You know, if you have any questions or you have an idea for a future episode, we've gotten a couple of future episode ideas that we're considering. So
I think I won't do that in this episode because we wanted to keep this one kind of short, but maybe on a future episode we'll do one. Even if we'll answer you on text, you know, we won't wait for the show to answer if it's kind of a quick, easy one. But I think it's fun to hear your question read out on the air, per se. So I kind of want to read out some of the maybe more common questions we get.
you know, just kind of really fast give out some of those answers, you know?
Yeah, question and answer. That might rapid fire.
That might motivate you to hear your response, or that might scare you away.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think most people will like it. So, yeah, look forward to that as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, Calmico is our song of the show.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the name, what song it is, but you'll hear it. Yeah.
You got to watch the music video. That's the reason we're choosing it, because it's at Pizza Slice in Tokyo.
Yeah, they have a new album, so, you know, check out their new album.
We just had someone write us today saying what a cool band they are
yesterday.
So, yeah, amen to that.
Yep, I agree.
Until next time.
Peace.
See ya.
エスエヌエス接戦です。この距離感メイケスバイケス。50を残もよしてよ。エピキャプターフィーリング。達者な唇顔は数分ピークに到達。このまま行けばどうなる。知らない二人。あと一つ目のスナードペイ。倒れたままスタンドプレイ。星はないけどライト消して針の音で泣いとゲーム。ああもう何も手につかんこの5日間イズリターンのパスのスペースカウボーイ10オフTV。 グリングライクETダイスキーなキミ。ああ、ガッとゲットイントゥマイライフ。特別になりたい。B-boyよりロBboy。裏口へ手を引くヒーロー。適度に忘れ物させよう。君のメモリー塗りつぶしてさ。こっからは友達。曖昧な気持ち一つ線引き。 Baby, you amaze me. 不器用な天使、ペテン師。あくまでもいいよ、その手口。度合うするはずが手遅れさ。最後に落ちる一粒の砂。考えるのは君だけ。絡まってく秘密のゲーム。